Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Adding Chapters. How's everyone doing? So your girl took a break, and it's okay. You don't ever have to apologize for taking the moment you need to get through life. But I miss y'all. So what better day to get back on and see how is everyone doing? And it is Thanksgiving Day, so happy Thanksgiving to all those that celebrate. It's been an amazing month so far. A little bit busy, but amazing. But the great thing in life is that we have to see everything for what it truly is, right? So I've been busy. I took a break. I think I've shared a little bit about losing my mom. And, you know, I don't think you ever stop grieving someone you love. I think you find places to tuck away the pain and the, you know, the discomfort that comes along and the uncertainty and the lack of hope and so many things that you are just missing out on by not having that person. And my mom was my best friend, y'all. So it was devastating for me to have to part with her, and at a very young age, you know, because your girl is still young, and you know, it's a taboo, and I feel like I don't share it enough because I feel like I've tucked it away for so many years. It's been, you know, 10 years since I lost my mom. And so November is the month, and this year we did something amazing. So out of your struggles and pain can bloom beautiful flowers and beautiful butterflies. And so that was what occurred for us this year. So, you know, first thing first was we went and we saw mom. So we went to the cemetery, my siblings and I, and nephew, and my brother-in-law, and we had a great day visiting her and just having a moment. You know, that's where her headstone is, but I have a moment with her all the time. But, you know, one thing I can say about losing someone that you love is try to find something that is belonging to the two of you. And it sounds weird because how can you find something that belongs to the two of you when one of you is not here? Don't know if my English is right, but remember, we don't care on this podcast. We are imperfectly perfect. So, what I mean by that was cancer was what, you know, took my mom's life. She fought a very hard battle for a year. She was diagnosed with leukemia, a blood cancer, and that's why I'm advocate so much for that, because we're needing to change the outcome for so many patients. But I'll get on and talk about that another time. But so my mom battled for a year, and it was a tough battle. My sister and I was pregnant at the time with my middle child, and it was very difficult. It was absolutely one of the hardest things that I've had to go through in life. And let me tell you, you all know, you go through many challenges in life, but I would say that this was very difficult. But, you know, somehow God brought me through it. But, you know, my mom lost her battle in 1 year after being diagnosed, 2011. And so for many years, I've always, you know, wanted to honor her, but not honor her attached to cancer. I do honor her when I advocate and I feel like I'm helping other patients and family, but I wanted something that was her. I wanted something that my sister and I and my brother and our children one day will pick up the torch and carry on. And so it was super important for me to pick something that I thought embodied the strong, amazing mom that we grew up to know and love and enjoyed. And that was her side for giving. My mom, yo, she loved to give. And she would call me and she would tell me what I'm doing to help someone else. It wasn't a question. It would be like, you know, I could still like hear her voice when she knows, like, so with my mom throughout the years, she had a way of saying my name when there was not going to be an in-between. So that it was not going to be like if I liked it or not. So whenever I heard that tone or the way she would pronounce my name, I was like, okay, game time. So she would call me and she'll say, oh, we're going to help this person. And I was like, okay, this is, you know, what we're doing. So that she was completely a giver. She loved to help, and it gave her so much joy to help someone else. Like, she would be so happy as if I was sending something directly to her, but in essence, it would go into someone else. So when my sister and I got together and we talked about it, it just made perfect sense to start a foundation that would help others in her honor, because that's who she was. Like, cancer was a part of her life, but it wasn't who she was. Those cords that made mom who she was a main cord of being a helper, of serving others, of wanting to see others be their best self. And always, like, my mom, I think I got it from her, but there was nothing that was really a secret. Like, if she had a bag or shoes and you're like, oh, this is so beautiful. And girl, and guys, let me tell you, mom was for the stars, honey, because she loved to dress, and she used to get on me for not wanting to dress up all the time. But she would tell you, she said, oh, girl, I bought this at TJ Maxx. You know, it was a name brand, whatever, whatever. She just never felt that she had to keep anything. And that in itself is amazing, because we are in a world now where a lot of times you may need help and you may ask for help, and the response you get is almost as if, no, we had to do our own research. You need to do yours. And, you know, oh, no, I don't know how to help you, but you just did it. And so I love that about mom. There was nothing off limit. You could ask her, how did you buy your house migrating from Jamaica? And she would sit down and tell you how hard she worked and the sacrifice she made to get to buy her home, to have her children grow up in their home. And so it's just amazing how open she was, even to a complete stranger. So it made sense, guys. It made sense. And so Carol Angel Foundation is up and running. And I am so proud of myself and my siblings that we finally got it together. It's been in the works. We've talked about it for many years. And we were finally able to just get everything together. You know how that goes. And we did our first big shipment to Jamaica this past, I would say 2 weeks now, a week and a half ago, maybe, but it cleared yesterday before Thanksgiving. So our director of operation in Jamaica for the foundation was able to pick it up. And I'm going to be sharing some amazing footage of when the children, we have about 18 kids in Jamaica, and that we are able to bless in family. So we'll share some picture on my Instagram. But today is a Thanksgiving day, and I just felt like sharing that part because I don't share much when it comes to my mom, not because she wasn't incredible and amazing and strong and taught me how to be a strong woman and taught me how to overcome obstacles and still hold my head high as if I'm not walking through poop, you know. She taught us so much, and she gave so much of herself to raising us and just being a mom that she never even had as an example. So I could talk about her for days, but it's an emotional thing for me. And if I'm really keeping it real, you know, I can't hide that side. So I almost don't share her because I'm so protective of who she was and what legacy that she left behind and how I want it to be seen by others. But, you know, I'm working through it because let me tell you something. You can't say nothing about my kids and you can't for sure say nothing about my mom. But you can. It just, you know, won't mean much to me. But so I guess I'm just a little protective of her legacy. But I had an incredible mom. And I feel like I almost could say I still do. She still shows up in my life in different ways. I still, you know, remember and live by some of the things that she has taught me and showed me over the years. So, you know, her leaving, I've had to watch her in so many pain. I've had to watch her go through so many things that I was sad, but a part of me felt like, man, I shouldn't be sad because she's finally at peace. She's finally able to rest, but it's still very difficult. To those that have lost their loved one, I would say, take your time. Take your time because there are no limit on how you feel or how you're going to feel are the moments that are going to trigger how much you miss that person. Are opportunities that are going to come to you. And you're going to wish that the first phone call you made was to that person. And your celebration moments, that part of you, you are so happy to get to the point that you're celebrating something amazing. But you remember that that person is not physically there. Take your time. Take your time because you have got to find how to unpack those emotions, those feelings, and where you're going to tuck them for safekeeping. Because they will always be a part of you. They will always be there. They're just celebrating above and not next to you. But we're human, so our emotions are still there. And we're still wishing they were physically next to us or physically able to call us. And, you know, I miss my mom's phone calls. I was one of those child, okay, that would get like 3 calls a day. I loved every minute of it because we would just talk about everything. She was truly my best friend. And truly my best friend started when I moved out. So that's another topic, but take your time. Take your time to find a space that holds the ones you love the dare the most. Do not go on anyone's clock. Take your time. So, with that being said, I didn't want it to get all mushy and sad, but I am very thankful for the opportunities that have come across me that and things that I have accomplished this year. And in the midst of everything, you know, I still celebrate and I still have good laughs. And I still look at my siblings and I'm like, yes, mom would be proud. You know, sometimes I feel like the mommy bear of the pack. You know, I think I may be the mommy bear of the pack because I think my sister, you know, she's the middle and my brother is the youngest and I'm the oldest. So maybe I am kind of the mommy bear, but either way, together we're figuring out life together. And that's amazing. And I think that is something that mom would be so proud of, is that we embody what she's taught us, which is to stand together, fight together, get up together, and celebrate together. So that I know she's proud of. But to my audience that have lost someone, and, you know, just know that, take the time to relive and enjoy the moments that you've had with that person. Because those are the moments that's going to get you through the difficult times. You know, sometimes I have a true breakdown and it's followed with an hysterical laugh because I remember something that mom did to my sister. Those are always the funniest time. Okay, don't judge me. And it will cause me to just crack up and maybe even have me call my sister to be like, hey, you remember when mom called me and told me your secret? You know, so, you know, time, take your time. Take your time. You're allowed it. And those that are around you, that loves you, sometimes they don't really know how to handle grief. And sometimes it comes across as someone not caring when they are really not truly, you know, able or have the capacity to host you in the season that you're going through when you lose someone. And so I had to learn that God will put people in your life in different season to walk you through those seasons. And so it's okay to let go or, you know, let something go that is not serving you in that season. So that's really what I want to say. I think losing someone is the most difficult thing. We could get into that a little bit more about how my mom is, because maybe I need to share just a little bit about her life, because she was so amazing and incredible. And it's just difficult, but I'm working on it. It's my prized possession. I feel like sometimes I don't want to pull it out of the box because I don't want to share it with you because it's so important to me. But she was incredible. And we will have a website up and running shortly that you may go and read a little bit more about mom's story and just what our nonprofit is set up to do, which is to help families and little kids maneuver through poverty so that they could get to the point where they could help their family member. That is how I envision poverty changing. You have got to teach someone and get them out of that mindset for them to turn around and help someone else so that generational curse of poverty can be broken. So don't want to be too heavy, but more to come from Carol's Angel Foundation. And remember, guys, be kind to yourself and never, ever apologize for taking the moment that you really needed to maneuver through life. It's not perfect, and we shouldn't have to get up to put a show on every day for someone to just watch us and say, oh, she's doing great. Oh, she's doing amazing. Oh, she's doing this, because it's not true. We all have our moments. We all need time to where we take a breather and we reconnect with what makes us the strongest. And we find our strength when we feel that it's sometimes slipping away because there are things not going our way in life. But recentering yourself is so important. But never ever get up and put a show on because you feel that that's what the audience or someone that's viewing you needs to see. Be your authentic self. And those that are truly supposed to be in your picture, you know, their picture of life, to stand and walk with you, trust me, honey, when that camera flash and you hold that picture up, you're going to see those people standing right next to you. Because that's how life works. Anything organically that match organically, come together organically, fits organically, it will stay. Because you don't have to work so hard at making that person stand next to you. Because they came willingly and they claimed their spot next to you. Whether to support you, to love on you, to help you, to provide for you, they're standing there because they choose to. And that is the most important thing in life. Someone choosing you and you choosing them. Okay? So happy Thanksgiving. Until next time, love, honor, and respect.